Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Halfway through here, Folsey gave us a dynamic halftime speech. It was right up there with the Herb Brooks Miracle on Ice speech. Wasn't it, Ron? He's an inspiring man. Ron?
What is that?
What's what?
I don't know.
His phone was going off.
I didn't touch it. It was sitting there and it came on.
Somebody calling you?
No. I don't know what it was. I heard what you said about our friend Maddie. I couldn't agree more. He's inspiring.
He doesn't even have to say anything. The mere sight of him makes me want to run through a brick wall, doesn't it, Ron?
Sure does, especially after some things we found out. It's a little discouraging.
I'm pouring my heart out
every day. Yeah, we had a little pre-show intervention with Folsey yesterday, and he poured his heart out. All of us wept, and then
we got back to business.
And forged a stronger bond, didn't we, Ron?
I think so.
Agreed.
Pro Football Focus, their top 32 quarterbacks in the league heading into this season. I'm going to give each of you fine gentlemen a guess as to where one Mitchell Trubisky ranks. There are 32 because there's 32 teams. Where does he rank, Ron?
I'm going to say...
In their opinion. A guess at their opinion.
In their opinion, 24.
Folsey?
28.
29.
Ooh. Maddie was closer than me.
Would either one of you care to hazard a guess as to the three quarterbacks below them? Let's see if we can knock out these three quarterbacks below them. No, only two, because 32nd is Teddy Bridgewater, and he's not a starter. It's Tua. So tell me the two starting quarterbacks right now slated to be starters in this league that Pro Football Focus thinks is worse than Mitch Trubisky. Just go back and forth with guesses.
Seattle?
You can guess twice.
I would guess Seattle, either Geno Smith or
Drew Lock. Drew Lock's below it.
No, but I can't say for sure that they even have those guys on this list. I think those were great guesses by both of you, and I commend you, but it's not them. I don't even know if they made the top 32. They're so bad.
They don't. That job is up for grabs still, right?
They stink, Ron.
That's who we're gonna see them tomorrow night here.
God willing, and if the crick don't rise, we won't see Artie Burns, Folsey tells us.
No, what's the matter with Artie Burns?
He's got some kind of groin. You hate to see that.
He has two of them, actually. Is one injured?
One is injured.
All right, who are the two quarterbacks below him? You want clues?
That was my best
Mariota.
Guess.
Mariota
is a good one for the Falcons. He's 30th. And then 31st, you guys want a clue?
Okay.
It has something to do with kneecaps.
Jared Goff.
Yes, Jared Goff. Here's what they say about Goff. You got the sense the Lions were taking their medicine with the former number one overall pick until a better option emerged or they could get out of his contract. They have some really good receivers. They have a really good tight end. With an improving roster around him, Goff will need to have a big year. To avoid the Lions releasing him after this season. They could get out of all kinds of money by doing that. So it goes Goff, Mariota, and then our friend Mitch Trubisky.
What did they say about Mitchell Trubisky?
perhaps, and I quote, seeing Matt Nagy struggle with another young quarterback made you appreciate that Trubisky, who was definitely a terrible pick at number two overall, helped guide the Bears to the playoffs in two out of his three seasons with his former head coach. After a gap year in Buffalo, Trubisky likely will open as starter, Pickett looming, but Trubisky should benefit from no longer being compared to Mahomes and Watson. And frankly, he's probably going to be an upgrade on what Ben Roethlisberger was in his final NFL season. Fair or unfair?
Woo-hoo! It's the Trubisky train!
I think it's fair at this point. Let's see what he can do. But there's still talent there. He was drafted number two overall.
I agree.
And maybe in the right system. Now, I don't know if Matt Canada is going to be able to hit the right buttons with this guy. I have no clue on that. But I think he has a chance to be good. I think good. Not great necessarily, but good.
And Matt Nagy might turn out to be Bill Walsh compared to Matt Canada, right? Mm. We don't know that yet.
Maybe.
I think what was said in the ranking is all fair because at the end of the day, this is a guy that didn't start last year. He was a backup in the NFL.
Yeah.
And now he's getting a starting job again. And so he's going to be in the bottom half of starting quarterbacks. If you didn't start for a team last year and now you're starting again, he absolutely is in the bottom.
But did you think he'd be 29th? Let me read some of the names ahead of him.
Well, I thought he'd be 28.
All you have to do, Ron, is say agree or disagree that this person should be ahead of Trubisky. You got this? And by the way, the one thing I don't agree with there is that he's no longer going to be compared to Mahomes and Watson. He's always going to be compared to them because they went in front of him or they went behind him. He was the number two pick overall. All right. Is this person, agree or disagree that this person should be ahead of Trubisky? Number 28, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Based on last year, yes. Based on their career so far, yes.
No. Trubisky's better than him.
Got to a Super Bowl.
The 49ers don't even want him. I put Trubisky ahead of him. You two don't. Trey Lance is number 27. How do they figure that?
Yeah, I
don't know about that.
I'd put Trubisky in front of him.
I would too.
Let me change the game rules. I'm sorry for changing in the middle of a game.
That's okay.
Gentlemen, let me ask you this.
You always make up the rules. Oh, it's always your
game. I just thought of a better game. Would you rather have this person I'm about to name or Trubisky?
Ooh,
that's a better
that
game.
That changes it.
That's a good game, Ron.
That is a better
That really game. Changes it.
Garoppolo, yes or no? Would you rather have him than Trubisky? No for me.
I'm going to say no.
I'll say no.
Trey Lance.
Yes.
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 You'd rather have him? We all would, huh?
Yes.
So that makes the ranking make a little more sense.
Sure.
Because just a minute ago, we were like, Trey Lance, what's he doing ahead of Trubisky?
Right.
But the capability. Yet we'd all rather have him.
Well, yeah, for the future, for
capable for this, of. For this year is the game.
Yes, but I'm also taking it into
don't be futurizing my game.
Of his entire career, like who would I rather have on the roster for this year and the next 5 years? It's Trey Lance.
Who would you rather have this year to win games? I'm still going Trey Lance. I'd rather have Trey Lance. No, but I see what you're saying. You'd rather have Trey Lance on your roster, period.
And me too for this year.
Thank you, Fulsey.
Thank you, Joe.
Justin Fields, number 26. Would you rather have him than Trubisky?
Yes.
No. I want to see more.
Ceiling,
yes.
Ceiling is
I'd
higher.
Rather have Justin
it's,
Fields.
It's close.
Ceiling's higher.
Now I
higher.
Feel like I'm jumping off the Trubisky train. There's something about Justin Fields I really like, though. I really like him. I think he has a chance to be really good. Tua, would you rather have him or Justin Fields?
I would like Tua. I think
Not
Tua's going to have a good year.
I'd rather have Trubisky.
Tyreek Hill and Tua are going to make beautiful music together.
Man, that one's tough for me. I'd lean toward Trubisky.
Me too. Daniel Jones is number 24. I would rather have Trubisky.
Trubisky.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too.
Daniel Jones stinks.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
So may Trubisky, but I get
he
your
might.
Point.
He might. These teams that go into the season with a quarterback that they know and everybody knows stinks, that just blows my mind.
Well,
go get somebody else, anybody.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is number 23. Would you rather have him or Trubisky right now this year on this roster?
See, I'm blinded by Carson Wentz. I think he has so much talent, I would take him. even though he's with his third team in 3 years or whatever.
I was on board with that line of thinking last year, but that game against Jacksonville, yeah, where he completely.
That's a good point, Matty.
I can't anymore, Ron. I would have been with you last year, but not now.
I said I'm blinded by him.
Yeah, he blew
He did. Having said that,
he had a great year statistically.
Having said that, if I told you Trubisky would throw for 27 TDs and 7 picks this year, would you sign up for it?
I would think I would sign up for it.
That's what Carson Wentz did last year.
I know.
Did you hear the interview?
But in the game, biggest game of the year.
I know.
He disappeared.
I know. That's why I wouldn't take him. Did you hear his interview from training camp?
No,
I think
I
with
didn't.
A team-related reporter who basically, and I'm paraphrasing, said, you know, you stink. What do you have to say about that? If you can, I sent you that, right? If you can find that interview, it's really funny.
I don't think it was a team guy, though. I think it was a journalist.
Was it?
And you saw it? I saw a tweet about it that said, you know, teams think if they give you access, you got to throw up softball questions like their own people do. And then I thought it was somebody from Washington criticizing this reporter, like, you're a muckraker. And something like
a muckraker.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
I don't know that they used the right words. But they said your questioning of him was unfair.
Let's listen to it in a little bit.
I'd love to hear it.
It was funny to me. Jalen Hurts. I'd rather have Trubisky myself.
I'm not a huge Jalen Hurts fan, but I think the ceiling still is a little bit higher for Hurts than Trubisky.
Yeah, probably.
How is Jalen Hurts? And don't get me wrong, I like Jalen Hurts. The intangibles. I like his leadership. He seems like a good dude. I just don't like him as a quarterback that much.
Yeah, that's hard to like him because that's his position, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, we've seen guys in the league.
That's kind of how I feel about Trubisky.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a good guy, good leader, and, like, people like him. But
He's been getting rave reviews as a person, a leader.
Yeah,
type.
Yeah. Trubisky, I'm taking over Hurts. You, Ron?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, number 21 in the league. I'd rather have him than Trubisky.
People believe in him.
The clips when he was good were astonishing, I think, in some ways, especially he plays for that crap organization. But I'd rather have him. You?
Yeah.
Ceiling's still higher, I guess, for him.
Mac Jones, number 20 in the league. Would you rather have him or Trubisky?
Man, how do you judge? Again, they had two different guys calling plays last night. Patricia called part of the game. Joe Judge. It's just such a crazy situation there.
It really is.
I don't know. I mean, yet he got him to the playoffs last year, right?
He did. He was pretty good. But I think I'd rather have Trubisky. I still think there's a higher ceiling for Trubisky than Mac Jones.
Yeah, I'm not a big Mac Jones guy. He doesn't do it for me. There's nothing that he does that, and maybe you can get away with just being good.
Right.
Rather than great at anything.
Maybe you can. Or maybe.
As long as your defense is lights out.
One thing about him, he was pretty steady. He had 22 touchdowns, I think 12 picks, something like that. And he has almost no weapons, really. Like, who? Name a weapon in
You're
New
right.
England.
I can't
like
even
a, like
name
a big
him,
time. They don't have big time weapons there at all.
No.
You're right. I'd be curious to see him on a team that did. I think we just think of the Patriots like. Yeah, you should be really good.
Brady's there, a Patriots. They're not.
And then he has PFF has Trevor Lawrence at number 19. Have they lost their minds? They're even behind Baker Mayfield.
I would take Trevor.
That's embarrassing.
Trevor Lawrence in a heartbeat.
That is embarrassing. Listen, if you were going to base it strictly on numbers, like they often do, okay, all right, that's fine. But you've got people like Trey Lance ahead of Garoppolo. Then what sense does that make? Right?
If you're going off of pure
numbers. They're obviously going off something other than that. They're going off talent and things like that.
All these young guys, I would take Trevor Lawrence over all of them. Mm.
Qualify who you mean by that. Well, not Burrow like that.
Yeah, first or second year guys.
Yes.
Like your Zach Wilsons and your
right.
Trey Lances.
Yeah, these Burrow's people been have... around 3 years, right?
They have Jameis Winston at 17.
At 17.
I don't know, Joe.
You go ask every offensive coordinator who they would rather have and every defensive coordinator who they'd rather go against or who they'd less rather go against. Every single one of them in the NFL would put Trevor Lawrence over Jameis Winston.
Yeah, but that's not the point of our exercise, though. Would you take him over Trubisky?
No. Right now, I'm talking about their ranking.
I get that.
Now
would you take
him?
Oh, I might take him over Trubisky. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about. Trevor Lawrence. Right. I'm talking about the integrity of these rankings in general are starting to take a steep fall, in my opinion.
A little bit of a beef with PFF.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're basing this on. If you're basing it on talent, then okay, put Trey Lance up there ahead of people like Garoppolo. If you're basing it on numbers strictly, all right, then I'll read that. But there's no way any person would take Jameis Winston over Trevor Lawrence on their roster right now.
You're right.
I agree, and I like Jameis. I think he's capable of doing some things, but I agree with that.
Now he's hurt again, though, right?
I know.
And now he's got Ryan. They have Ryan Tannehill at number 16. Ryan Tannehill, I don't even know if he's a top 25 quarterback. Maybe top 20.
Top 20, maybe.
I'll tell you next who the Kirk Cousins at 14, Matt Ryan at 13, and then I'm going to tell you the top 10. No, I'm going to tell you the top 5. Let's argue next about who our top 5 is, because I think there's one guy who got left out here. Folsy, we have Bob Walk at 1 o'clock, and then who? A man from Oakland, right?
Yes, we do.
Or Vegas, I'm sorry.
I've got to get the pronunciation of his last name. Bonsignori, I'm going to go with right now. Vinny Bonsignori.
Okay. Vinny. We'll just call him Vinny. We can go back to Cook
Vinny
and Vinny. I'll let Ron do the interview.
Vinny
it could be
Cheech.
Cook and Vinny.
Vinny the
Vinny
Cheech.
And Cook.
That's right.
Vinny the Cheech.
And then at the end of the interview, Vinny can say, God willing, and if the crick don't rise, Ron. Right?
Yes, he could.
It'd be tremendous. All right, the top 5 running backs in the NFL. Who do we think they are? What did I say?
Running backs.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
The top 5 quarterbacks in the league.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.